Welcome to PR After Hours, your twice weekly cocktail of business, PR, and marketing tips hosted by me, Alex Greenwood. Every week, we bring you virtual happy hours featuring business advice from entrepreneurs and leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. We're going to get started in just a moment, so stick with us.
This is Julie Cortez, freelance rock star, coming at you. You are listening to PR After Hours.
A critical way to build awareness and authority is by sharing your ideas, research, and opinions with people in your niche. And podcasts are an excellent marketplace for ideas. According to podcasthosting.org, there are 2 million podcasts out there. So surely there are a few shows that can help you grow your brand by booking you as a guest. So the secret to getting booked comes down to answering one question, and we're going to talk about it today. Now, remember, while likely not a traditional media organization, a podcast still deserves the same level of professionalism. If the show does regular guest interviews, assume the producers or hosts get numerous pitches for guests every week. This means you're in a competition to get placed, and you need to put your best foot forward by answering this question. What's in it for me? No, I don't mean you. We already know what's in it for you to get booked. When you pitch yourself or your client as a guest, put yourself in the show's shoes. When they get your pitch, are you telling them you offer something unique? Did you write a book, article, or paper that shares information the show's audience would find interesting? Did you do a fantastic TEDx talk? If so, tell them about it. So here's an example. Hi, host or producer. Be good to find out their name. I've recently become a fan of your podcast, and I love the way you talk about blank. As a 25-year veteran of PR and crisis communications, I think I can add something valuable to the continuing conversation you're having with your listeners about blank. In fact, my latest book, blank, link to it, explores aspects of blank from a new perspective your listeners may find engaging. I've been a professional speaker for 20 years and pride myself on offering concise, actionable information for listeners to use right away. And here are just a few points I can discuss on your show. There's point A, point B, point C. Again, this is an example, so I'm not filling in every blank for you. I've guested on several shows on TV, radio, and more recently podcasts, including The Unnoticed, Feelings Matter, All In with Rick Jordan, and Business Bros, to name but a few. I use an excellent external mic and video camera to provide an optimal listening and viewing experience. I'll vigorously promote my appearance on your show to my 1,000 subscriber e-blast, my 9,000 Twitter followers, 1,500 LinkedIn connections, and 4,000 Facebook fans. If you'd like to learn more about me, just check out my detailed bio on my website here. That's the link, and LinkedIn. And it's linked, obviously, to my profile there. I'm happy to chat about any questions. I very much want to join you on the show soon. Thank you for your time and consideration. Regards, Alex Greenwood, email, phone number. There you go. So what did I do there? I answer the producer or host questions of what's in it for me to book Alex Greenwood. And I did this by demonstrating I'm a noted expert or respected member of the industry the show covers, by sharing examples of how I add value, by listing topics I can credibly discuss along with tips and tactics I can offer listeners, by including links to my books and speaking engagements, by auditioning via links to my previous podcasts and TV appearances. By quelling concerns my appearance won't sound or look good, I have a quality sound and video setup. Also by guaranteeing to promote the show on my social media channels and my e-blast, and also by providing links to more info about me so they can vet me as a guest. Now, I want you to note that my pitch may be a little on the long side. I'm not going to deny that. But still, as a podcast producer and host myself, I appreciate people who send me detailed info to vet interviewees quickly. I mean, your mileage may vary, and you'll undoubtedly tweak your approach depending on the podcast you're pitching. After a while, you'll also determine what points you need to tweak if you're not getting the responses you seek. And if you get frustrated and you just decide you don't want to do it yourself, you could seek out a booking agency like Yes Boss or my favorite, Matchmaker FM. If you just sign up there, you can find shows and you can list yourself as a guest. It's really a great place. Those can be some good alternatives if you don't want to do it yourself completely. The main thing is be sure to answer that one question effectively. Do so, and you'll very likely see your podcast bookings grow. Now, don't forget, I've covered a couple of other things, on including finding the best podcast for you or your clients, and also how to be a good guest once you do get booked. So you can find all of those at prafterhours.com. I hope this has been beneficial to you. I think that if you're listening to podcasts, you might very well be contemplating using podcasts to build your brand or help your clients. And I hope that this series is helpful in helping you stake a claim for your authority and your building of your awareness and what you're doing via podcasts. Hello, friends. Are you weighing your options to build awareness for yourself or your business? If so, you should consider the podcast option. Now, wait a minute. You're saying, hey, Alex, listen, I'm listening to a podcast. That means I've already selected the podcast option. I'm listening to your show. That's not exactly what I mean. The podcast option is actually the name of my brand new book. It's an ebook based on my 15 years of podcasting and broadcasting experience. It's an ebook where I share stories, practical tips, and advice from my hundreds of hours as a podcast host, producer, and guest. The podcast option is mandatory reading for those of you who are new to podcasting and a welcome addition to the Veteran Podcasters Library. You're going to get some tips and news and information and a bit of a memoir, if you don't mind, about my podcasting journey. I think it's full of information that you can use, again, to make intelligent decisions about whether you want to create your own podcast, or if you want to select a good podcast to appear on as a guest or for your clients, or if you're just curious about podcasting in general, the podcast option is your best option for an inexpensive ebook that tells the whole story to you in less than an hour. Again, you can pick up the podcast option by me, Alex Greenwood, Tips and Tricks to Make Podcasting Work for You. It's available on Kindle on May 26, 2021. And the good news is, if you go to the link in the show notes now, you can pre-order and save. The price will go up after the 26th. And you don't want it to go up. I mean, come on. We all know the value of a dollar. So please, check out the podcast option, Tips and Tricks to Make Podcasting Work for You, on Amazon Kindle, exclusively, that is, on Amazon. Go get it now. Please pre-order. As you may or may not know, pre-ordering a book before May 26th ensures that I'll get a lot more play out of the algorithms, or at least that's what they tell me. But you know what? While you're thinking about it, click on the show notes, click the link, and buy the book. Thanks so much. And again, I hope you'll pick the best option, which is the podcast option. Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. We'll keep it short and sweet. Just remind you, if you like the show, there's many ways you can help us keep it going, not the least among which is to rate this podcast. Simply go to the show notes at prafterhours.com or wherever you're getting this podcast and click on the link. ratethispodcast.com/after, and it will take you to Apple Podcasts and a couple other places very easily. One click, you write your review, it's done. Can't tell you enough how important it is to get ratings on those sites so that we can build our audience and keep bringing you the kind of information you need every week for your business. Also, don't forget, if you want to sponsor the show, give us a tip in the virtual tip jar or ask a question. There are links in the show notes. Well, I think it's time that I cleaned up and closed up for this edition of PR After Hours here on Anchor FM.